Good morning, a Thursday morning. That means Jim Kaplan, editor and publisher of Hometown Oneonta, the Freeman's Journal, and AllOddsSeaGo.com. Good morning, Jim.
Good morning, David.
As you wrote to me before we began our discussion today, it was a bleak Memorial Day weekend in your region, but it looks like things are picking up a bit.
Well, yes, sir. Memorial Day weekend is usually the Cooperstown area's big kickoff. There's the Clinton Canoe Regatta down the Susquehanna, and the two baseball camps, Dreams Park and All-Star Village, usually open for the season. That's all gone for now. This Memorial Day was a little eerie. In Oneonta, attendance at the Veterans Memorial Ceremony in Neowa Park was limited to 10 spectators. In Cooperstown, an honor guard and rifle squad stopped at four monuments for brief commemorations, but the public wasn't encouraged to attend. I sent you a photo of Main Street last evening for WAMC.org. A couple of cars, that's it. Last year, it would have been jammed. On the brighter side, though, the county's starting to wake up. Our state parks, we have five, open Memorial Day. Glimmerglass on Otsego Lake is the largest. The crowd, of course, was much smaller than usual, and blankets had to be set out every 10 feet. But it was still a crowd, and the folks we talked to were having a good time. Ideas on how to perk things up are starting to surface. Tuesday, the Cooperstown Village Board declared the whole summer a special event. That allows continuous sidewalk sales on Main Street. This will be good for merchants, and shopping outdoors in the fresh air is also safer for shoppers. The village is also encouraging restaurants to expand their sidewalk cafes, again to attract more business and serve people more safely. In Oneonta, Mayor Gary Herzig's Survive and Thrive Task Force suggested closing off Main Street one or two evenings a week so restaurants can move their tables outside, even onto the street itself. All this, of course, is on hold until Phase 3 kicks in mid-June, and all of it includes social distancing measures that are fully part of the picture around here. Two more cases of coronavirus turned up locally in recent days, and there's been a flare-up in the Utica area, which is in Otsego County's Mohawk Valley Economic Development Region. And it surfaced that an out-of-town buyer spent 8 hours in mid-May at the Unadilla Livestock Auction without a mask, then went home and tested positive. But no local cases have come out of that. Our county health department, battle-tested now, is on it, tracing infections and quarantining those who need to be. With infections averaged out over six counties, it's likely we'll be able to progress through Governor Cuomo's unpause.
He is Jim Kevlin, editor and publisher of Hometown Oneonta, the Freeman's Journal, and AllOddsSeaGo.com, where you can go to read these stories and much, much more. And our conversation, along with that photo Jim mentioned, is online at WAMC.org. Jim, you stay safe. We'll catch up with you next week.
Yes, sir. Same to you, David.